Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, I vividly remember both games with Michigan last season, that memorable 28-0 run at the Chrysler Center that turned the game to IU's favor and wound up as a key 13-point road win. And the one I want to forget, Cameron Chapman hitting that three as time expired out of the corner there in the Big Ten quarterfinals. Here we go tonight. Michigan 3-1 at the Chrysler Center. Still haven't won on the road. And here's Coach Tom's crew. 4-5, three straight, trying to, well, match last week's road win at Penn State. You know, every game brings new challenges. And as Coach Tom was saying earlier this week, the D's got to be there because this John Beilein team can flat shoot the basketball.
Everybody can shoot, and they play through the high post, and they can play through their big men. Zach Irvin is on a real tear right now. There's no question about that. Derek Walton's a senior. They've got an older team, and they're playing like it. And DJ Wilson is coming off his best game, I think. I mean, from what I've seen, might be better numbers, but I mean, he was just absolutely obsessed with getting to the glass and how he attacked the other day and the way that they played Illinois. So they're a bona fide real deal. There's no question about that. They've got a deep team. They've got the shooting at every position, and they've got a very, very smart, cerebral team on how they want to defend. When you got a kid like Mark Dinell that's coming off the bench, and with what he's done in the Big Ten, I mean, it says a lot about where your team is at and what you think of your big guys.
Well, to give you an idea, Michigan over the last five games has shot 49%, 42 from behind the three-point line, and Derek Walton Jr., as Coach was mentioning, 10 of 20 from three-point range. ESPN2 tonight, tip with the slide possibly as late as 9:10. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Today of our conversation with North Curran Day head coach and AD Andy Hodson as the Cougs welcome and roll out the red carpet Saturday night to Hall of Fame coach Tom McKinney and that final single class state champion North Cougar team. Andy was mentioning Wednesday how the team worked hard but had fun, and the teaching of the man who taught them the game to this day still evident in the lives of many, Hodson included.
You know, when you go through something special like that, you just have a bond that's everlasting, and it's a really neat thing. Having Jabril on our staff now,
yeah.
You know, he'll tell us stories about those times. And, you know, and I love listening to him. You know, it's a special group that Bloomington North and this community is definitely proud of. You know, the last single class state champion to do it in that year on that date is just a really neat thing for Bloomington High School North. You know, Tom, for coaching under him for 4 years, he was an excellent mentor for me and some other young coaches who were with him. His guidance throughout while I was starting my career, and Jason Spear and David Piller and Brian Muehlhaus. We have a lot of guys who are still around here. Kurt Simic, guys who coached with him. He helped mold us and guide us, and we're all still in the community. We're all still doing something with coaching or officiating. So I think that he definitely had a huge impact on all of us for what we chose to do in our careers.
That is North AD and head basketball coach Andy Hodson. Varsity tip around 8:05 or so on the McKinney court Saturday night after all of the well-deserved accolades and thanks to this team. John Callahan, Terry Stoltz describe the action starting with Chalk Talk at 7 o'clock. I'm Joe Smith.